Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, a community-owned and operated hospital, here for you when you need us. From emergency care to routine checkups and screenings, caregivers are here and ready to provide the safe, high-quality care you need close to home. Online at sanjuanregional.com with the latest health information and resources to help you live life better here. AM. It is Tuesday morning here on KSJE, and it's time for our Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment, and that's when I get to talk to Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She is joining us on the phone this morning. Amber, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm well this week. Thank you for asking, and hopefully you are too.
Yes, we're doing great down here at the shelter.
Very good. Well, great to have you with us. And as always, let's talk about some of the animals that are available this week from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. And let's see, Blitz is on the list, right?
Yes, Blitz is one of our staff favorites, or I would say one of my favorites. He's a one-year-old mixed breed. He loves attention and is very treat-motivated to learning new things. He can be a little shy and timid at first, meeting new people, but he usually warms up pretty quickly. He does get a little nervous around younger children, so he'd probably be best in the home without younger kids, the older kids he loves. So you just got to come down and meet him today.
Okay. All right. That is Blitz, who's available this week at the shelter, ready to be adopted. And so is Chaney. Tell me about Chaney.
Yes, Chaney is a one-year-old mixed breed. She's very shy as well, and like unfortunately, like some of our other dogs here, doesn't necessarily give the best presentation in her kennel. So you need to, when if you come down to meet her, you've got to meet her outside of her kennel. But she warms up really quickly too. She's just a love bug. If you sit down in the yard with her, she'll curl up in your lap. So she's just looking for a home where she can take time to adjust to her surroundings and be a dog again.
Okay. All right. That is Chaney, who's also available at the shelter this week. And let's talk about at least one of the cats on the list this week, and that's Raisin.
Yes, Raisin is a five-year-old tabby. Just looking for a new place to call home. She likes to lounge around, just like all cats normally do. And wants attention and love when she wants it, not when you want it, but when she wants it. She's a typical cat, just wants to lounge around and be left alone until she wants your attention.
Like most cats, that's true.
Yeah, like most cats.
Yep, there you go. But that's Raisin, and she is available as well. And then I wanted to ask you, too, about a special event that you were having. A big kickoff was yesterday, again, in honor of Betty White's 100th birthday. And, of course, we're so sad to have lost her before her 100th birthday. But what a life she lived. And she was a big supporter of animal shelters and animal rescues throughout her almost 100 years of life. And so you had a kickoff event yesterday, right?
Yes, we did. We have one of our volunteers, Claudine, came to me with this idea, and so she ran it. We celebrated Betty's 100th birthday, unfortunately without her, but it was a great celebration. We had a lot of people who had a lot of donations brought in, yesterday, and it was just everybody just kept coming in, and it was just a great thing. And we're going to encourage people all week long to bring in your donations. And honor her, not just for one day, but for the entire week, because she was such an amazing woman and loved animals and was, a very, very avid animal advocate. So we want to celebrate her life and, and her memory.
Right.
And bringing donations to the animals to help care for the ones who are, here for a while, so we can help find them forever home.
Very good. And remind us of what types of things can be really useful for the shelter, Amber. I would think things that come to mind like food and litter and things, but maybe other stuff too, right?
Absolutely. We're always in need of, you know, cat food, dog food, both kibble and canned, toys, treats, things that people don't think about that we use on a regular basis, Kleenexes, paper towels, stuff like that. Or if you're wanting to give a monetary donation, we have our donation bone set up for her in the lobby. So just whatever, towels, blankets, you name it, we could use it. So bring it down.
All right. Very good. And you are open again 6 days a week?
We're open 6 days a week. We're closed on Sundays, and then Monday through Saturday, we're open from 11:30 to 5:30.
Okay.
So come on down and see us.
All right. Very good. You can drop off some donations or take a look at some of the animals. There are many, many more than the three that we showed you this week, and see about maybe adopting one and adding them to your family. So that's what you can do this week, everybody.
Very, absolutely.
Very good. Amber, thank you so much. Thank you for the work that you and everybody at the shelter and, of course, all the shelters in the area do to really find animals, these great forever homes. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
You're very welcome. That is Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She's my guest here every Tuesday on our Adopt-A-Pet Tuesday segment here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.